It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today. Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time, that's just the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love and laughter.
Hey besties, welcome to I Miss Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Miss Me, bestie, welcome. This is a self-growth, self-development, self-empowering community where we're all looking to heal and become the best versions of ourselves. And if you're not new to I Miss Me, bestie, welcome back. I missed you. I know that I've been absent with solo episodes for the past 2 weeks, but I've been traveling. My best friend is doing an internship in Colorado and it was her birthday. So I decided to go up there to celebrate her birthday. She means the entire world to me. And I am someone that grew up knowing that birthdays were extremely special. Mine is coming up actually, and I have a very exciting episode for my birthday, but that is in a few weeks. Point is that my parents always made me feel extremely special on my birthday, and so I've always tried to make people that I have around me feel special on their birthday. And because she's so special to me, I was like, I have to travel there for a few days, and I was completely disconnected. My grandparents also live up there, so I was a few days with them. I completely turned off my phone. I was a few days with her. I celebrated her birthday. I try to be as offline as I possibly could because I like to be present. And so I haven't really had the time to sit down and put my thoughts together and record. That is the honest truth. And at the same time, besties, I also want to let you guys know that I am planning a new season. I know that my podcast is different because I know that there's podcasts that just go on with the same topics and, you know, the same theme all throughout their, you know, journey. But I am someone who's very creative. And I want to rebrand my podcast every 6 months. I know that this season was particularly special to me because it was a season where I was able to put all of my thoughts and ideas together, and we brought amazing guests and we brought so many amazing topics and we did so many amazing things. But every certain period of time, my brain feels stuck and it feels like it's outgrowing a certain version of myself. And I already know that when that happens, I need to sit down and rearrange my life and rearrange my things and start changing and start growing. And so for me, I love to reflect my growth on everything that I do. And the most important thing that I have, one of the most important things that I have right now is this podcast and you guys. So I want to show you guys everything that's been going on in my brain, reflected on the changes that are about to happen on the podcast. So I just want to let you guys know that a new season of the podcast is coming very, very soon. And it is so exciting for me to say it to you guys and for me to plan it and for you guys to see it. Also, besties, before we go onto today's topic and episode, I want to remind you guys that by rating the podcast and sending me a screenshot of your rating through DM, I Missed Me Podcast on Instagram, you guys are going to receive a link with a free downloadable PDF, and it's like 28 days to build healthy habits. So all you have to do is rate the podcast, rate it as many stars as you think the podcast deserves on Apple or on Spotify or wherever you listen to it. Take a screenshot of that rating and DM it to me through the podcast account or my personal account. Doesn't really matter. I read both. But as soon as you send me the screenshot of your rating, you're going to receive a free downloadable PDF. With all of that being said, besties, welcome back to another solo episode. This one is exciting. I made an episode called 5 Habits That Will Change Your Life because they changed mine. And you guys really like that episode. And I think it's mainly because it is a list of things, of practical things that you can start applying into your life. I am an extremely visual person. Like, if you tell me that I can change something, I need a list of how, of why, I need an explanation, I need like practical things that I can start doing to actually change, because if not, I'm not gonna change it. I love advice, but I love practical advice as well. And so for me, I think that's what I tried to do with that episode, and you guys really liked it. And so today, I bring another episode that's kind of like that one, with a list of things or mindset shifts that you can start applying into your life to stop caring what people think. I decided to make this episode because my DMs are always open, and I get a lot of questions from you guys of how can I get over this person? What should I do? Can you give me advice, advice, advice? And believe it or not, one of the most asked questions is, I want to start posting on social media, or I want to start my own podcast, or I want to start doing this, or I want to start my own business, because you guys know that I also have a clothing brand, but I am just so scared of what people are gonna say. Like, I am waiting to graduate high school. I'm waiting for summer so I don't have people around me, or I just simply don't know how to start, or how can I get rid of my fear of judgment, or I know people are going to talk shit about me. I am afraid to be cringy. I am afraid to embarrass myself. And I really empathize with you guys, because I was once in your position as well. The truth is that now social media is my full-time job, and I post on my main account and I post on my podcast, and I also have a clothing brand. And now I think I've gotten better at getting rid of that fear of embarrassment or of judgment, because I know that there's no way that I can do good if I'm afraid to be judged, or if I'm afraid of what other people are going to think. Like, there's just simply no way that I can get to my goals if there's some type of fear behind them, in this case, the fear of being judged. But it wasn't always like that. And I know that I've been making YouTube videos on my iPad since I was 12. Like, I know that I've been wanting to do social media for almost my whole entire life. And I only started 2-3 years ago, which means that for 7 or 8 years, I was afraid of what people were going to think about me. I have a lot of friends around me that want to start posting, that want to start their podcast, that want to start their business. And they come up to me and they're like, I don't know how you do it, because as much as I like your content, I think that if I posted the amount of content that you post, I would be very embarrassed. Like, I would feel cringy. I wouldn't want people to talk about me or to share with their friends or to save my videos and make fun of them. And they also tell me, like, the reason why you're not afraid anymore is because you're doing good. You know what I mean? Like, you are not afraid to post videos because your videos get views, but it is embarrassing when you post videos and those videos don't get views. And then on top of that, people are saying that you're cringy and you're embarrassing. My response is always, the only reason why my videos get views now and the only reason why people listen to my podcast now is because I was able to get rid of that fear of judgment, and I was able to not care that at some point only 2 people or 3 people were listening to my episodes, and I kept going. But it wasn't always like this. Like, you don't start posting and wake up with 100,000 million views. It's not like that. And if it's like that, then you're really lucky. But everything that you choose to do takes effort and takes time, and it is a journey. And I'm talking about social media because it is like the most common question that I get asked, but it applies to everything. Like, everything that you choose to do will take time. It is a journey, and overnight success is not always what happens. And in most cases, you will have to go through no orders, no listeners, no viewers, no followers to get to where you really want to be. So my response is always like, yes, I have no fear now and I've worked through it, but it doesn't mean that at some point I wasn't afraid of judgment. I didn't feel cringy about myself. I wasn't afraid of who was sharing my videos and what they were saying and who was judging and whatever. Like, I was that person once as well. Now, after a lot of procrastinating for a very long time, I decided to sit with myself and be like, I feel bored. Like, I want to start doing something different with my life. My passion has always been creating, being creative, putting it out there to the world. Again, I've been doing fake YouTube videos on my iPad since I was 12, and that makes me really happy. How can I choose my happiness over what other people have to think or have to say about me? And that is when I created this list that I'm about to share with you guys of mindset shifts that truly helped me get to where I am today. And that if you start implementing into your life and really start repeating these mindset shifts or mindsets to yourself, hopefully you can finally decide to step up for yourself and choose your happiness and put yourself first before any opinion or any thought someone else might have about you. Number one, besties, people who are doing better mentally, emotionally, and with their projects never look down. And this is something that I realized when I first started my podcast. Obviously, I had to plan out my podcast. And so I was like, okay, what podcast exists? What are they doing? What do I like? What would I want to implement on mine? And then obviously I put my own ideas and my own creativity into it. But ultimately, everything starts with a plan, and a plan requires inspiration. And so you start looking at other podcasts. What I noticed is that while I was planning how to create my podcast, my attention was on podcasts that were doing better than me and not on the people that didn't have a podcast and were only waiting to judge me. My full attention was on how can I make my podcast grow? How can I start a podcast? What podcasts are doing better than me? Like, my attention was up. I was looking up. I was looking up to people. I was looking up to getting inspired. I was looking at how can I be better? How can I start? How can my podcast be the best? And I wasn't looking down. And if I were to look down at who's judging me? What are they saying? What are their opinions? I'm scared that I'm going to be cringy. I would not have the time to look up and get inspired. Like, your attention can only be in one place at a time. So you're either looking down or you're looking up. If you're looking to be better, you're going to be looking up, which means that someone who is not looking to be better is looking down. Besties, planning anything that you want to start and planning on how to be the best takes a lot of time and takes a lot of energy. Like, you do not have time to judge another person. You do not have time to criticize another person. You do not have time to think that another person is cringy if you're using your time wisely for your own things. Which means that if someone has time to judge you, to criticize you, and to share you with their friends, they have a lot of free time in their hands that they are not investing in themselves, and you are. So you're already winning. And that is number one, besties. Someone who wants to do good only looks up. Only looks up to be inspired, only looks up to working, only looks up to investing in themselves. And someone who has a lot of free time. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. Home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%. More, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. I don't know about you besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair and I've been using Way products before using heat and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSURES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMistBeast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Judges, someone who doesn't have free time because they're investing it in themselves, does not have time to judge. Number two, besties, and this is very basic, but I feel like the one that helped me the most, people forget. Literally, besties, people forget. I think we've all been guilty once in our lives, at least, to share something with our best friends. Look what this person is doing. Look what this person posted. Like, we are human beings. We all make mistakes, and we've all at least once in our life shared something that someone else posted. But just like we've all been guilty of it, we all forget. I know me and my best friend have been guilty of sharing stuff between each other, but I do not remember what I sent her 3 months ago or even two weeks ago. And I can assure you, besties, that she does not remember what she sent me 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago, or 6 months ago. Like, we do not remember what we sent, we do not remember what we said, and I bet you don't either because we don't hyper fixate on people. And if you do, bestie, that's something that you have to work on. But just like you don't hyper focus on people, and just like you're not obsessed with someone 24/7 and on what they're posting, on what they're doing, or what they're working on, I would hope people are not doing that with you. And if they are, again, that is their problem. That's kind of psychotic. And there's no reason as to why someone should be obsessed with you 24/7. But just like you forget what you share and what you say, people forget as well. Nobody is focused on you 24/7. Nobody is as obsessed with you as you think they are. And whatever you post, even if it's cringy, bestie, because again, embarrassment is very much personal, and what you might find embarrassing, someone else might not, and what you might not find embarrassing or cringy, someone else might. Like, that is very personal and it's very based on opinions. Even if what you post is cringy, people are gonna forget about it. Even if they share it, even if they make fun of it, even if they comment on it, people are gonna forget about it in 10 minutes. I can assure you, besties, our attention span is so low now that TikTok was created and social media is created and there's so much going on in everybody's lives. Like, people are going to forget. Nobody is obsessing over you 24/7. Nobody's making fun of you all day. Nobody's judging you or criticizing every single thing that you do. And if they are, again, they are wasting their time and their energy, but people forget. Number three, besties, also extremely important. your permanent success is way more important and will forever be more important than someone's temporary opinion. Again, bestie is very connected with number two. People forget. Someone's opinions of you are very temporary, and we will never be able to control what another person has to say. You will never be able to control if you're gonna put something out there, if you're gonna post something, if you're gonna start something, and someone decides to share it, someone decides to comment on it, someone decides to form an opinion around it. Like, you will never be able to control anything that happens outside of what you decide to create and what you decide to put out. Like, you will never be able to control that. Whether someone has an opinion, whether someone has a comment, whether someone has a judgment, that is out of your control. However, what is under your control is the decision to keep going, because you value your project and your ideas and your creativity way more than what someone has to say about them. That is under your control. Stepping up for yourself and being like, you know what? What I do might be embarrassing for some. What I do might be cringy for some. What I do might not make sense for some people and might cringe out some people and might not be the best idea for some people. But I value myself so much and my ideas and what I want to do and my happiness so much more that I'm going to start it and I'm going to do it. And I am going to choose to put myself first. And that is the definition of confidence, besties. It does not mean that you're the best, and it does not mean that you're stuck up, and it does not mean that you're constantly showing off. But it just means that regardless of what anybody has to say about you, you care more about what you have to say about yourself. You care more about what you know is going to make you happy. You care more of what you want to do and what your projects are and what your ideas are. Again, regardless of what someone has to say about them. And you never know if the content that you're going to put out is going to blow up. You never know if the podcast that you want to start is going to be number one. You never know if the business that you want to start is going to make you a millionaire. Like, you don't know that. And you will never know if you don't choose to start. And it might be. It might be your temporary success. It might be your next full-time job. It might be the next thing that makes you the happiest. It might be your life path and your purpose. But you will never know if you choose to put someone's opinions on top of that. Nobody's temporary opinion is worth your permanent success, besties. Always remember that. And number four, besties, to close it off, probably one of the most important ones, and I know that I've said this on every single one, but truly, these are the mindset shifts that helped me get to where I am today, and I still struggle with feeling embarrassed sometimes, and I still struggle with what other people have to say about me, but I keep reminding myself these four things constantly and all the time. Number four, your energy goes where your attention goes. If your attention is constantly in, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? Are they judging me? Am I embarrassing? Am I cringy? Then your energy and your frequency and your vibration is going to be there. And eventually, you're going to start believing those things about yourself. If you're constantly vibrating in a state of fear, of judgment, of cringiness, of ickiness, of I'm not worthy, you're going to become that person. You're actually going to think that you're embarrassing. You're actually going to think that you're cringy. You're actually going to start judging yourself because that is where your energy is. And again, your attention can only be in one place at a time. And if your energy is where your attention is, and your attention can only be in one place at a time, if your attention is on being afraid, then your energy is on being afraid. And if you're vibrating in a frequency of fear, then you will keep attracting things that make you afraid. You will become a fearful person that just never starts what they want to start, that will just never start what they want to start, and will always procrastinate and will always be in and live in the what ifs, because again, you are a fearful person. You cannot be somewhere and your energy be somewhere else. Like, you cannot be in a room and your energy be in a different room. Your energy goes where your attention goes. And if you're paying attention to the wrong people, then your energy is in the wrong places. Now, you can also use that to your advantage. If you decide to block all opinions and every single thoughts that might be created around everything that you choose to start, and you choose to put your attention on being inspired, on being creative, on finally starting, that is where your energy is going to be, and that's what you're going to start attracting. If your attention is in, how can I start? How can I be the best? How can I do better for myself? How can I grow? How can I change? How can I be better? That is where your energy is. That is where your vibration is, and that is what you're going to start attracting. You're going to start attracting people that support you, relationships that support you, people that are also choosing to leave fear behind and start their projects. And that is what started happening to me. Like, once I started my podcast and finally decided that I wanted to get rid of people that were constantly comparing themselves to me and judging me and making me feel stupid and making me feel cringy and let those people go, I started attracting people that were also posting on social media, that also had podcasts, that also started their own personal self-development content on social media without caring about what others think about them. And I started interviewing amazing people that also eventually got rid of that fear of judgment and just so many amazing opportunities. But I know that I only attracted those opportunities and keep attracting those opportunities because I was able to get rid of that fear of judgment and vibrate in another frequency. If you want to start attracting different, then you have to move your energy somewhere else. If you want to start attracting the things that you want, your energy has to be in the right place. The most important thing that you have, and I've always said this, is your time and your energy. And if you don't want to give the most important thing that you have to the wrong people, then put it in the right place. And that's it for today's episode, besties. Again, I really hope that it was helpful. I know that these mindset shifts were very helpful to me. And I still go through the process of, oof, I don't know if I'm going to be judged. Oof, I don't know if this person is going to think I'm cringy. Oof, I don't know what my friends are going to think about this. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to, who do I spend the most time with? And that's myself. I do not owe anything to my friends. I do not owe anything to whoever chooses to have an opinion around me. I do not owe anything to whoever thinks I'm cringy or stupid. But I owe everything to my inner child, who wanted to be a YouTuber since she was 12, who has been wanting to do social media as a full-time job since I was 12, and to my present self, which tries very, very hard every day to be better and to grow and to make this podcast my platform, and to where I've invested so much of my time and so much of my energy. Like, I owe everything to myself and nothing to other people. And I want you guys to start believing the same for yourself. You owe everything to yourself. You owe everything to that version of yourself that wants the best for you, that wants to see you succeed, that wants to see you thrive, and that wants to see you happy. You owe everything to that version of yourself. And you owe nothing to whoever has an opinion about you. I love you, besties. Thank you guys so much for listening. I am extremely excited. Next week, I have the photo shoot for the new season and planning shall start. I know that the new season is launching officially August 1st. I can already give you guys a date, and so many things and so many changes are going on. I missed me, and I am just extremely excited for you guys to see them. Again, besties, don't forget that by rating the podcast and sending a screenshot via DM to either my personal account or the podcast account on Instagram, you will receive a link to be able to download the PDF for free, 28 Days to Build Healthy Habits. And I will see you guys on Thursday with our guest episode, besties. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafia Ansures everywhere, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, even Snapchat. I post on there, Mafia Ansures 25 on Snapchat. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, if you want to watch the guest episodes on YouTube as video, and coming very, very soon, the solo episodes as well. So definitely go subscribe there. And don't forget, I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co. If you want to go get your $25 hoodie, very cute and comfy and good quality hoodies. I love you guys so much. So grateful for everybody that's coming back, listening every single week. And I will see you guys on Thursday with our guest episode, next Tuesday with our solo episode. With love, Mafi.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.